Welcome to this podcast about Arrow Point and Seal Cove in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Arrow Point sits on the eastern shore of Seal Cove, a small embayment in Prince Rupert Harbor on the north coast of Kyan Island, at the entrance to Fern Passage, about 90 miles southeast of Ketchikan, Alaska, and 2 miles northeast of downtown Prince Rupert, British Columbia. The point is home to the Canadian Coast Guard's North Coast Marine Communications and Traffic Services Center, which tracks shipping movements along the British Columbia coast. Seal Cove is classified as an aerodrome and an airport of entry, staffed by the Canada Border Services Agency. Arrow Point also serves as the southern terminal for the Spirit of Laxqualams, registered as MV Nicola, an N-class ferry that runs between Prince Rupert and Port Simpson, formerly known as Laxqualams, a First Nation community on British Columbia's north coast. Seal Cove's industrial history dates to 1910, when the Atlin Construction Company began building a fish curing and refrigeration plant for the Canadian Fish and Cold Storage Company. The plant froze its first halibut in April 1912. The Prince Rupert Lumber Company mill followed in 1917, and R.G. Lowry reportedly built a second fish packing plant later that year. By 1923, Seal Cove had several boatyards, marineways, and a hotel. In 1924, it became a stop on the first round-the-world flight. A new airbase, completed in 1940, added a hangar, hospital, radio station, fuel station, and maintenance garage. The cold storage plant was reopened as a clam cannery in 1926 and operated as a two-line salmon cannery from 1943 to 1953. The Canadian Fishing Company bought the property from Canadian National Railway in 1991 to build a small fresh fish plant. A century of industrial and other human activity severely degraded Seal Cove's salt marsh, depleting the aquatic vegetation that once thrived there. To restore the ecosystem, the Prince Rupert Port Authority, in partnership with the City of Prince Rupert, regraded the intertidal areas and transplanted eelgrass and other underwater plants to create new fish habitat. A creek once buried in a culvert was exposed, and shoreline vegetation was added to give birds and other wildlife places to forage, breed, and nest. The $4 million project, completed in 2022, also added a lighted pathway and pedestrian bridge. The revitalized Seal Cove salt marsh is now open to the public. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.